Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling from my home here in southeastern Idaho. Beautiful Wednesday, not too much smoke, and hopefully we'll get some wet weather at the end of the week and tamp down some of these fires in the west and northwest. We are just coming off of an incredible Friday and Saturday. Our national convention online was one of the best conventions / sales meetings I've ever attended in 30 years of attending sales meetings in several different industries. The way we pulled it off in a virtual setting, I don't know, Lisa, I just was so excited. I learned so much, and I think we did such a fantastic job. My hat's off to the national directors and Albert Bosk and Brad Horn and our regional directors, and, of course, all the different panels that we interviewed. It was just an incredible Friday and Saturday, and those of you that spent the $50 to join it. If there's any pieces that you missed, or of course you want to review again, you can go back into life.beamergroup.com/convention. Join just like you did before using your ticket number, and then at the top right you'll see a label that says replay. You click on that, put in your ticket number again. Remember to put the dashes in with your ticket number, hit submit, and then you'll be able to see all the Friday segments in distinct segments, and then Saturday is one large video. And I'm going to post on the distributor Facebook page the different times for particular segments on Saturday, like the science presentation by Dr. Burka or the interview of the medical panel of MDs and other, and chiropractors that we had. And I'll put those times down so you can easily fast forward to segments that you really want to hit. And Lisa, I'd love to get your takeaway. What was your favorite takeaway from this weekend?
Thanks, David, and happy Wednesday, everybody. So actually, I had a couple. I mean, I thought the whole thing, both Friday and Saturday, were outstanding and fabulous job. I can only imagine how difficult it was to be like stage and nobody there. That was kind of probably a weird feeling, but they pulled it off and they did a great job. On Friday of the workshops, I thought all of them were great information. They all had useful tools that we could implement right away in our business. I think my favorite, though, was actually George Veronis's How to Maximize the Comp Plan. And it wasn't necessarily going over what the comp plan is. It was how to build and make the most out of it. And so that kind of reinvigorated me. And then on Saturday, just because it's my background, it's what I love doing, the marketing segment with Brad Horn I thought was awesome. So many great new tools coming in hopefully quarter one of 2021. There'll be the new integrated website, which will be great. And it allows us as IBDs to have our picture on there, our information on there. And if we send products there, it will take them directly to our web shop. So I like that's great. And then all of the new tools that they're coming out with, and especially this social media posts that are already done, they'll be in our back office. And he mentioned that would be Q4 so of this year. So it just gives everybody a lot more marketing materials to reach our audiences that we're connected with on social media. So I'm looking forward to that. How about you, David? What was your big takeaway?
You know, I agree. I think George's presentation on Friday on compensation was outstanding. It got me really motivated to go into our Q4 and create a lot of momentum that will carry over in 2021. And Brad Horn, I love what he's doing. The marketing segment was fantastic. You know, I have reached out to Brad and John, and I know that's been a topic of conversation about creating distinct segments from Saturday, like the interview, the medical panel, or the science presentation by Dr. Burka, and making those available in the back office as links. So we could use those as follow-up tools based on the needs of getting information to somebody. We could send them, you know, that particular segment of Saturday where they could listen to the medical panel of MDs or the equine panel or the athlete panel, et cetera. So I think that marketing piece was one of my favorites, and the medical panel of MDs for sure. We do have some other leaders on the call, Lisa. I know Danielle Rambert is sitting number one in the queue. I'd love to get her feedback. One of the top sharers of Beamer in North America. And Danielle, if you are available, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Lisa and David. Thanks for having me. I'm just super excited. I think a big thing that they talked about, you know, for me was momentum. I had lost momentum, and right now I'm truly on fire. I'm hosting a fast track team. I'm ready to go. I agree with the compensation plan. That was a great update. And for me, honestly, I feel better when things are more heart-centered than sales-centered. Because when we're heart-centered, we're changing more lives than the sales come. So I really, really enjoyed that. I feel the tools that they've come out with, you know, they're really listening to everyone in the field, and they're developing more and more tools for us that just make it easier. And, you know, as all three of us know, when we first started, we really didn't have too much out there. So the medical panel was phenomenal. I'm really excited to share that. Also the brand ambassadors. I really feel with what Brad Horn and his marketing department has done, we're going to be getting more leads. And not only are we getting more leads, but it's just going to be easier to share. When people hear the Beamer name, oh, Ben Garland, or oh, Mike Weir, or Josie, you know, they're going to have heard of it. And so I think it just takes a lot of pressure off of us and gives us a little more validation. I am super excited. My momentum is, I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to share this gift. And I'm also excited that they extended the price point. I think that's really going to help us, you know, get into more homes. So I'm on fire, kids.
Well, and if Danielle Ramber says she's on fire, I mean, that says something. So we can count a lot of lives being changed in the last 3 months, because Danielle has already just broken all kinds of records in North America and worldwide. So, Danielle, you are a true asset to Beamer, and we're so grateful to have you on the team. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, David, before you go to the next caller, I just, if somebody wasn't on for the convention, I wanted to recognize Danielle. They also have stepped up their recognition for the sales team, and Danielle was number one as team manager with her Beamer personal sales and enrollments. So fabulous, fabulous job. Congratulations. And I know we have some other people on the call that are going to give their feedback as well, David.
Yes. Daniel, thanks for calling in. We have another blog talk host out of California, one of our leaders, Greg Peterson. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, David. Hey, Lisa. I tell you what, you guys are phenomenal, and it's amazing to hear everybody share their stories of what their takeaways are from the convention. I had a team meeting. We did a Zoom meeting with my team, and that's exactly what we covered, is what was each person's takeaway from the convention itself. And I was sitting and listening, and how different people picked out different segments, just like the pieces of a pie, what truly touched their heart, what was important to them. And as the convention progressed, they were trying to find out and trying to have us decide, what is our why, W-H-Y? What is our why for how we got into the business? And then that can eventually change as we progress into the business itself. And every piece of the pie that the subjects that were covered throughout the convention were touching on all the different whys that people had. And for me, it's getting back to the basics, learning how to work with our people, learning how to train our individual that we just get signed up for as a new distributor, and help them along to become a strong senior. And as I had mentioned in a previous blog talk, is that I am out to create independent Beamer distributors, not dependent Beamer distributors, and wanting to allow them to follow their why and develop further ones as they go along. So that was the biggest takeaway. I mean, everything that they shared, I was chuckling when Brad Horn was on, and they brought up the fact sheets that they're going to be able to have, like a one page that has all of our new ambassadors on a sheet. And this is something that my team was wanting to actually put together when we work different events, and that we have our booths up, something that you can show an individual. So much impactful things that Brad Horn is doing behind the scenes on that. The other items, things that we didn't even bring up, and it was funny how nobody brought it up except Brooke Burke. And she brought up how the corporate headquarters had gotten flooded. And here during the COVID and the FDA, very few people knew that our corporate headquarters, the whole lower level, had gotten flooded. They were also dealing with that, and yet we were still able to operate as a business. I tell you what, Albert has never been through anything like this, I'm sure, in his first year of employment for any place. And talking about trial by fire, this guy has gotten it, and he's come out shining. So my takeaway is finding out what our why is and being able to train and bring our people up to be strong independent distributors. And the company is giving us that backing to support all of that. So back to you, David. You guys are awesome, and I hope you have a great rest of the day here. And for everybody else out there, Beamer on, and let's change lives one person at a time.
Wow, Greg,
Lisa,
those were great.
Yeah.
Well, those were great observations, Greg. And it reminded me of something that sorry about that. I have a new puppy. It reminded me of something that I wanted to mention to everybody on the call today, is that they're also doing a field advisory board. They'll start that in the first quarter of 2021, and they'll rotate every quarter. So like Danielle mentioned as well, is that they're listening to the field, and now they're going to put together, similar the way they did the equine advisory board, so that we are getting all of these great tools that we need. And so thanks Thanks, Greg. Appreciate your input. It was great. David?
I just wondering when Greg brought up that there was a flood. I mean, he's right. That's the first I'd ever heard that we'd have any kind of flooding in Carlsbad. Lisa, had you heard that?
No, I had not. It was the first I had heard it, too, when Brooke Burke talked about it.
I mean, it was enough stress as everybody was going through. With that added on top of it, I just can't believe how they've rose to the occasion. You know, incredible leaders that we have down in Carlsbad. So we're fortunate to have them. We have another former Blog Talk host. We have an Academy Director, Jerry Gallegos. Jerry, you're live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for all you guys are doing. And oh my gosh, the convention was amazing. I want to, again, congratulate Danielle Ramber. Without question, she always seems to stand out as a top leader. And I, too, after the convention, was not going to participate, but I did decide to become a team captain for the Fast Track, and I'm looking forward to that. I've got a stellar team. So that's exciting. Not just my individuals from my team, but actually quite a selection of other distributors from other teams. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I think the convention was basically a confirmation of the fact that things continually change and continually change for the better if you're with the right company. And I've been with Beamer now for 5 years as of September 2nd. And those changes, you sometimes question whether they're necessary or they're going in the right direction. But after the convention, you see that they are. First of all, Brad Horn, oh my God, my hat to him. I realize that over the last 5 years, Beamer has brought on different marketing directors that actually tried their best, but they just weren't up to the task of what Beamer's all about. Brad is exceptional. The guy is a true pro, and what he's put together and the way he's proceeded with the landing pages, the life.beamergroup.com and the brand ambassadors, bringing them on board. I think the biggest part about the brand ambassadors and then the athletes is it shows that you see companies and occasionally other companies and they'll have a brand ambassador of some sort and it's one or two. You see, Brad has recognized that the field of athletics is a wide, wide scope, and he's bringing in top individuals. Jimmy Chin, David, I got to thank you. I mean, I know we talked about that at the Academy in Salt Lake City, and that was almost like a dream, and now it's made it happen. So I think everybody should be aware that David Olson was very instrumental in bringing him on board. And again, I want to thank you for that. Kendra Hall, to me was amazing. I thought she did an exceptional job to be able, I understand that when she's in front of a room, that her presentation is completely different because it's about the body language and being able to see your audience. But one of the things she talked about is the storytelling, because that's what we do. We share Beamer. And then doing it in a manner where you're asking questions. So I love that. And then there's one other thing that I've been doing a lot of review and listening to other motivational speakers of that sort and personal self-development. And one of the things that I'm learning, and especially now because of the situation that we're all forced with staying home, is that, and I want to put this out there for people to think about, is that people have two major concerns in their life. One is their financial well-being, and one is their health well-being. And it's been brought to my attention that 3/4 of people, 75%, will put their health needs behind their financial needs. And the reason I bring that up is that when you have a new prospect and you're interviewing and asking them questions, George Baronis has been emphasizing this over the last year, that we need to be introducing the business opportunity more and more. And the more I'm hearing about how financial concerns are more important to people and higher priority on their minds, it makes sense that we do offer the opportunity, a way where they can bring in extra income and tie that in a combination, because we got the best product in the world. We got a product that we can help people with their finances and their well-being. So that was another thing that I think I finally have come to into my mind that I acknowledge, because I've always been heart-centered, product first. But I think that's a tip that I'd like to share. And then the last thing, first of all, I was aware of the flood. I had heard about that actually when it happened, and didn't share that with many people, but yes, I was aware. And then the last thing, it's obvious, missing the social interaction with all of the other people that we've gotten to know and love, and meeting new people, that still stands out. And I look forward to the time when we can all get back together again. And I want to encourage everyone to put the pedal to the metal, reach out to hit group leader, because we're having the next manager meeting is in Denver, Colorado, in March 18 through 21st. And we'd love to have more and more leaders and managers in Denver. And I'd love to personally welcome each and every one of them. And that's it for me, David. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Jerry. It was great to have you, and love your comments. We have failed to mention that those of us that were in the convention, there is a national sales meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, beamermeetings.com. We encourage you to get on, because we'll be recapping the convention tonight. Nancy Pellegrini, she took almost every major award in North America, with personal points, number of new distributors, number of seniors, and she is, like Danielle Rambert, absolutely on fire right now. I'd love to hear Nancy's takeaway. Nancy, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. Can you hear me, David?
Yes, we can.
Awesome. Good morning, everybody. Wow, I'm really honored to be asked to be on this call, and I want to just quickly say congrats to Danielle as well. Love you, miss you. So proud of you. And I know, I think Greg got some recognition in there. I think you did, David, somewhere too. Hey to Jerry. Hi, Lisa. It was pretty amazing. How do I top everything you guys said? I mean, I'm writing notes down and then taking off all the things you guys are saying. So I think the big thing for me, one of the big things I have to say, because as David mentioned, he's been to all the conventions and managers meetings and myself as well, missing that interaction, as Jerry mentioned, that was huge. But one thing, and I didn't have people over, I watched it at home by myself. But one thing I felt through an old term, airways, I think through all the adversity and challenges that Beamer's faced, that the world has faced, we faced globally, I really feel that it has pulled us closer together as a company and as a Beamer family and in a Beamer community. And I really felt that during this virtual convention. I had tears in my eyes. I was excited for people. I mean, I know so many of you that I wanted to just hug you. And so I really felt really from the heart, and that's what this company is all about. And I'm again reminded about how this company works through the heart. Big things for me in the takeaways for me, there were so many, and you all listed so many points. I loved the workshops. I really did. And I took on all of them. But hands down, I got to say, George Moronis was amazing. The comp plan kind of brought me back to my life with that too. Another thing for me that I work on a regular basis is keeping my pipeline full and on the onboarding of my new distributors. And one of the things my focus is that I've taken out of this is to really start building more seniors in my team. I love the science. I love Dr. Burka. What can I say? So happy that we get the rollouts to those nuggets that we can share, because I have a lot of medical people in my team. Love that we get more e-learning, the IT components. Man, Brad is just superhuman, what they're doing in the background. How Albert is, Scott has gone through all of this has just been phenomenal, and I think he's here to stay. And what can I say? Chris and George Veronis, they're the best. We're very fortunate to have them at the helm. And I think the incentives for me, that's super exciting. And if you get a national call tonight, they will go over those. That is something I've set the goals for myself already. And they are attainable goals. I loved the recognition. And I'm so proud and congratulate everyone out there that is listening, that was recognized for their hard work, for their commitments, but for their life changing. We're changing lives. And what I loved about the recognition, I was shocked at what I won and very happy, but, you know, I didn't know that they were going to be rolling out those the types of recognitions that they did. And I'm really glad that they did, because what it did for me is it really showed me where I was. I mean, I do know where I am, but I didn't know where everybody else was. So it allowed me to even set more goals for myself, to know that I'm not going backwards, I'm going forwards. And I want to be in the 150,000 sales points group, you know. So I have goals set for myself based on the numbers that I saw in the recognition. And I'm going to encourage my team to, you know, to set the bar for themselves, set some goals for themselves. And I think, yeah, I mean, all of you said so many wonderful things. We are really blessed to have this. Now more than ever is Beamer needed in households. And thank you for letting me on the call. I am on fire. I've been in flow for quite some time now, and I'm excited to share some things on the national call tonight. So God bless you all, and thank you so much for having me on the call.
Thanks, Nancy, and congratulations, and also congratulations on what you're doing in Canada. Because you're really rocking it up there. And one of my goals is going to be working from a yacht like you did not too long ago. So so
Falls,
thank you for
that. That was a sailboat. I had to laugh.
I know.
A
I'm
yacht.
Kidding.
But you know, it was fantastic. Yeah, that's a great thing about this company. You really can work anywhere. Like, and I literally was working when I was on a sailboat, so it was kind of cool.
Yeah, well, thank you, and such an inspiration, and thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it. David, one of the things that I wanted to mention that was announced at the end of the convention is the fourth quarter incentive that is going on.
Yes.
Pacesetter is still going on for new distributors. Okay, so for existing distributors, that ended. But if you bring on new distributors, they still have the senior in 60 Pacesetter incentive for the $1,000 bonus and the jacket, and will be recognized at the next convention. But also, Albert announced holiday no cash rewards, and that runs beginning September 1st, so it's retroactive September 1st. If you sell four sets, or you achieve 6,000 points, there's a $600 bonus. If you sell six sets or achieve 9,000 points, there's a $1,500 bonus. And if you sell eight sets or reach 12,000 points, it's a $2,500 bonus. So that will be paid out in January. And with all the things that are going on, the fast track, the incentive, the Pacesetter incentive for our new distributors, the pricing was extended. It was supposed to end September 30th for the 3990. That has been extended until the end of October. And even starting November 1st, they didn't raise it back up to full price. It'll be $44.90 instead of $48.90. So I don't know what else they could do for us at this point, but definitely, you know, set some goals for yourself. And there's lots of reasons to, and the main one is that we change lives. So, David, I know we have a couple of callers on, if we want to grab those real quick.
For sure. And one thing I wanted to add for the pace setters, if we have people that are starting, the month in which they start doesn't count in terms of the 60 days. So if someone was to start today, they'd have all of the rest of September and October and November in order to hit pace setter. So understand the 60 days starts the first day of the following month in which you start. So that's, Beamer's just incredibly generous. So thank you, Beamer, for all you do for us. We have area code 541-968, 541-968. You're live on Blog Talk.
Listening to you folks today, this is Sharon from Sia, Oregon. I feel so bad that we couldn't go to the conference because of the evacuation notice in Oregon. And one of my trainees who was going to come and join me, we just couldn't work it out. And so my question is, you mentioned that some of the stuff was going to be in our back office, but is there any way that we could pay the $50 now and be able to go see everything?
No, but it
because
will
we missed
be,
it.
Sharon, it will all be posted to all IBDs sometime, I believe, in the beginning of October. So until then, it's only available to those who paid the $50 going into it, but it will be available to everybody.
Oh, good, because there was no way we could have gone.
Oh, good.
I didn't.
In our hearts, all of you. And just stay safe.
Okay, well, thank you. Oh, I wanted to ask one more question.
Oops. Hang on a second.
Percy.
Sharon, go ahead. I muted you. Go ahead.
Oh, the $144, has that been extended for a new sign-up, new IBD?
Oh, yes. It's all the way through December 31st.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Thanks.
You bet. All right. Make it a great Wednesday. Area code 970-688. 970-688. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello. This is Peter from Colorado.
Peter Davis.
In
the house.
Yes, sir. It was funny. I was trying to get on yesterday. I was in the host queue, and then I had a call come in, so I had to leave, sold a Beamer on that call, and then I tried to jump back in, and then another call came in, and I had to jump out again, so I'm like, all right, then I got to make an effort today, and so here we are. So I did do the virtual conference. It was awesome. You know, I everything that's already been said, I tried to come up with things that haven't been said yet. So my first takeaway was Saturday morning. I jumped on the floor with Brooke Burke and did my yoga, which is not something I just normally do. I always said I'll do yoga when I grow up at 58 years old. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'm grown up now and I can do yoga. And I got down on there and I think my wife was laughing at me. But that was great. So I wanted to thank Brooke for putting herself out there and making that happen. That was a lot of fun. And then a few random notes that I took during the conference, where it was one that really struck, made sense to me, is like, how do you get it to where if you've reached out to somebody, not to be a pest and reach back and not feel like you're bothering them. And the easiest thing to do is just ask permission. Ask permission if you can reach back to them. And if they say yes, then you know, you can feel good about that.
Yeah.
And then another
thing. Then you're just being a professional.
That, what's that?
Then you're just being a professional.
Right. Exactly. And so another thing that a random thing I put down was like expect success. Like expect that this is going to happen. Believe in that. Versus hoping that it may or it, you know, I'm hoping that this will happen, i.e. sell Beamers or make advancements or whatever your goals are in Beamer. Sort of run from the place of expect that to happen, see that happening versus hoping for it to happen. Just two very different perspectives was big. And then another one for me was like asking better questions. And then beyond that, somebody made the comment like, well, what do you mean by that? Like when somebody tells you something and rather than just agreeing, like, yeah, I get it. Like take it to the next level and say, what do you mean by that? And get them to open up to the next level. Cause a lot of times our conversations for me, it's quick and you're just trying to keep moving. And it just seems like the format with podcasting and everything today, like the formats are getting longer and getting those conversations, getting to the point in a more meaningful way. And so I guess that's what I'm trying to bring out. And then the last thing I wanted to share was Jimmy Chan. And David, I think you had mentioned that was something, I don't know how I connected those two, but the fact that happened and that Jimmy Chan is in, for me, will go a long way because he resonates with a lot of the people that I am in contact with. So awesome, and I look forward to seeing how that evolves in terms of what he will bring with his ambassadorship. That's really exciting. And then the last thing I'll share is my last race of the 2020 season. Based on what I currently know, I race bikes, as some people may know. I got my last race tonight. It's just a local race, but there's a decent amount on the line. And two things, I'm looking forward to getting it done, to getting to there, getting it done, and then letting the race game go until start planning for 2021. And so it's been a 7-race series, and this is the 7th race, and ready to get there. I feel like I've done my homework. I'm ready to go. And then tomorrow I feel like, okay, I don't have to worry about it now for a while, and I can focus on 2021 since 2020 has been a tough year on everyone, and I won't go into – you know, bigger details, but I think everybody shares that on sentiment on some level with everything that's been happening this year. So, but once again, great job to everybody who hosting today and all the people who hosted during the convention. It was just awesome. And virtual thing, that was my first national convention. And doing it virtually, I was unsure at first. And as it turned out, I was able to sit still for 2 days. And I was actually busy actively doing things in my own way, but I stayed very tuned in my own home, in my basement, actually. And
Peter, we appreciate you.
Enjoyed all of it.
Thank you so much. We got time for two more callers.
Thanks a lot.
You well, Peter. Good luck in your races.
All right.
And a disclaimer, I mean, I want to let everybody know that, yes, Jimmy Chin and I knew of each other through the ski and outdoor industry, but the relationship that Jimmy had with Beamer was through a distributor on my team, Francine Bartlett. She owns Medicine Wheel Wellness Center in Jackson Hole. She was at the last academy that we did face-to-face in the United States this spring in Salt Lake City with me. And she had mentioned that Jimmy's Beamering at her facility. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? We've got to make him an ambassador. And so I facilitated and I educated Brad and Albert about how big this guy was. And so I was really a facilitator, but you know, it all goes back to Francine Bartlett bringing that relationship to Beamer. And we have area code 713-569. We've got a couple minutes, 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David and Lisa, and thanks for having a great show and a review of a fantastic virtual convention. Lisa, I just want to make an inquiry because I was on Fast Track. I think this is where I picked it up on Fast Track Orientation Monday night. And it's my understanding that the fourth quarter bonus is not going to be based on points. It's only going to be based on units because, you know, I guess the horse unit is fewer points than the Beamer Go. So
that's my
maybe
too.
Get some clarification on that. Is that
– Yeah, so I actually – what I read off, I actually read from the slide from the convention, and it's an mm-hmm. either-or thing. So it's either four sets or 6,000 points. It's either six sets
okay,
or 9,000 points. It's an either-or.
Okay. I don't think I heard you say the either or earlier today, so that just I had that question come up. And again,
yep,
David,
no
thank
problem.
You for your role and in getting Jimmy Chin. And as I texted you, I was watching that and getting dizzy. I don't know how that man does that, but it was great.
Yeah, he's a good man.
That's all I got.
From a very humble background, and it's really awesome what he's doing today. Thanks for calling,
yeah.
Sandra.
Okay, bye.
Area code 530-557. 530-557.
Hi, good morning. This is Bridget from California. I have a
hi, Bridget.
Quick question, and then if there's time, I'll share an experience. Is there a place to go, because I've been out of the iDecide for ever so long, where do we go to have a tutorial on iDecide? Does anybody know?
Good question. Lisa, do you know the answer to that?
Yes. Hold on one
Let's see if you...
second.
Let's see if I'm looking up too.
If you go
well,
Lisa,
do you
have an account with iDecide?
I do, yes.
Okay, so you'll go
to
iDecide.com, you'll log in, and then there is a box. It'll have contact, post a link, frequently asked questions, account, and then there's tutorials.
Okay. Now, if you don't have an account, is there a way to go?
If you don't have an account, if you say, if you go, like, you on the login page.
At iDecide.com?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then you click on the login button, but don't log in.
Uh-huh.
If they don't have a login, it won't let them log in. But there's a little... button there that says tutorials.
Okay, and if someone's forgotten their login number, is there an option there to?
Yeah,
if you
so
forgot
it
your number,
forgot login, and they'll email new reset.
Great. I
and then if you wanted to show somebody, if you're looking at just a suggestion, if you're looking at showing, let's say you have a distributor that is thinking about signing up for it. You can always put them in as a contact and send them a link so they can see what it looks like.
Right. Oh, okay. Great. You mean the tour of the presentation, not the back
Yeah,
office.
The actual the actual presentation.
Right. Great. Yeah, I've done that. Thank you so much. And if there's time, I'll share something about the convention that affected me.
Yes, please do. We have one minute left.
I am... feeling very deprived because I'm a lake distance swimmer and I have a great lake right near my home, and we have been inundated in California with smoke from the fires that I have been a virtual shut-in, and that is so even during COVID I walked every day, you know, I always got outside, so I've been a shut-in, and yesterday was the first day I went swimming in 11 days. And I've lost so much swimming this summer, but I'm trying to stay on top of it optimistically. But, you know, when I listened to Dr. Burka talk about his personal experience at the convention, and he talked about, you know, being calmer, you know, this aspect of handling your emotions and keeping calm. And the Beamer has helped so much with that, you know, and then having that 2 days as a respite of my shut-in period was really great. to be excited, you know, at that level. So it was a wonderful convention all the way around. Just fantastic. My hat's off to everybody that was involved
Thanks.
In that production.
Thank you so much for calling in, Bridget. And that concludes our Whatever Wednesday. Lisa, is there anything you'd like to add?
Nope. Go out and change some lives.
All right. Everybody make it a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to your health.